The Section 194 Committee, that's the inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office, resuming today, the public protector's fitness under the spotlight there. The lead investigator in that very controversial CIEX report, which of course recommended the mandate of the South African Reserve Bank be changed, has taken the stand today. That's Livuwani Chiwalule, who has been given evidence there. Lindsay Dentlinger is the parliamentary reporter at EWN. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time today. Firstly, let's deal with some of the housekeeping issues which Dali Mpofu, Advocate Dali Mpofu, raised at the start of proceedings today. What's been happening there?
Yes, good afternoon, Randy. So just after the tea break, we were due to start cross-examination, but Dali Mpofu, who's representing the public protector, taking a little bit of time to deal with some issues, chief of which, Mandy, I think we should point out, is that he's not going to lay at rest that he wants President Cyril Ramaphosa to appear before this inquiry. You may recall that a few weeks back when things just got started, he informed the inquiry that they would be writing to the president to insist that he appear. And this relates really to the issue of the president having suspended Busisiwe Mkhwebane and in part of that suspension claiming that she has been found guilty perjury. And so these are some of the issues that Dali Mpofu had informed the inquiry. He wants President Cyril Ramaphosa to speak to. Then the state attorney on behalf of the president wrote back and said, absolutely not. It would be a blurring of power, separation of powers, and gave a long list of why the state attorney thought it would be inappropriate, really, for the president to appear. And then we saw one of those, Dali Mpofu, now informing the committee chairperson that they have formally written to the chairperson. Whether that letter has been received or not is a little bit unclear at this time, but essentially saying what's in that letter is asking the inquiry now to subpoena the president to appear before the inquiry. And Mandy, you will know that Parliament is always very hesitant to use that as a really a last resort to get people to come and testify before any of its committees. It's usually a voluntary process. People are invited rather than subpoenaed to come and provide information or to give testimony. And so now it will be quite interesting to see how this is going to play out, whether the committee as a whole would agree with him or not as to whether to request the speaker essentially to subpoena the president to appear.
Okay, so that's quite an important that development around that, and whether or not the president is going to appear there or not. We have also had testimony today from the public protector investigator Livuwani Chiwalule. What has he been saying?
So he's a former investigator, Mandy, and he was the chief investigator on that CX, APSA, Bancorp, it's the Reserve Bank report. It's got all those many names, but essentially the issue there was how it came about that the public protector recommended that the bank be nationalized. And it's the testimony of this witness that he left office just a few months after Tuli Madonsela, and he said before she left, they had pretty much sewn up this report. The draft was there. It was on Tuli Madonsela's desk. Unfortunately, it couldn't be issued before she left, but that draft report had already been shared with those implicated to give their response, as is how the process unfolds. But he says before he left office in December of 2016, Busisiwe Mkhwebane then asked him to do some research on this centralized, or how other banks operate around the world, whether they're centralized, whether they're privatized. And he did find this a bit odd, given that it didn't really relate to the original complaint. But he said he did the research anyway. And about 4 months after he left office, and says he handed over all the documents and all the interviews and everything that went into that investigation, he handed it over to Busisiwe Mkhwebane before he left office. The police rocked up at his door wanting to search his house. He was asked questions by the MPA because the public protector had named him possibly as somebody who might have leaked that report. But he's explained to the committee that it was process, really, that the report or parts of the report are shared with those who are mentioned or implicated. So that's some of the testimony we've heard from him today. Just very quickly, Mandy, he was also asked about the Freda Dairy Farm matter, and he's essentially shored up evidence that we have heard previously that Tuli Madonsela was unhappy with that report, that she had sent it back and she had asked investigators to do better work, especially as pertaining to the roles of politicians.
Lindsay, thank you very much. Lindsay Dentlinger, parliamentary reporter at EWN, there having a look at the impeachment inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office. I think the big story coming out there today is that her legal team has asked that President Ramaphosa be subpoenaed as an impeachment inquiry witness.